The Federal Reserve meets today to announce whether it will cut interest rates. David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, often helps us try to figure out what the Fed is thinking. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, at the end of October, the Fed said it didn't expect to cut rates again soon. Economy seemed to be doing just fine. What signals do they send now?
Well, they've clearly changed their mind. Chairman Bernanke, Vice Chairman Don Cohn have given speeches that have led everybody to conclude that they're going to cut interest rates today. The only argument really is whether they'll cut them by a quarter or half.
Okay, so what they're saying is they think the economy is a little bit unsteady and they want to improve it with lower interest rates. Is that right?
What they're seeing is great concern about the way financial markets are functioning, particularly the unwillingness of banks to lend to other banks.
Why is it important for banks to be able to lend to each other and to have the confidence to do that?
There are two reasons why what's going on in the banking system is important. One is the fact that banks are reluctant to lend to each other has pushed up interest rates for lending money for 1 to 3 months, and these rates ricochet through the economy. And the second thing is, if all the banks grow more cautious all at the same time, that's bound to have a very negative effect on the amount of credit available in the economy. If they won't lend to each other, imagine how they're going to look at lending to you or me.
Why wouldn't the banks lend to each other?
That's the big mystery of the moment, and there are a couple of possibilities. One is, because of this mortgage-backed securities mess, every bank is a little worried that every other bank is about to report some huge loss and get into trouble, so they don't trust each other. And secondly, they're so uncertain about what's happening right now and perhaps interesting in dressing up their books for the end of the year that they're all holding on to cash. They'd rather have cash on their books than lend to someone else.
I don't mean to be cynical here, but if you're a bank and you've got opportunities to lend to various people, isn't another bank just about the safest place you could ever lend your money?
The question you ask is exactly the question that the Federal Reserve is asking right now and why they're worried. Why aren't banks willing to borrow from the Fed at very reasonable rates and lend to other banks for 1 to 3 months, given it's so profitable? And the fact that they're not doing that is what has the Fed so concerned.
Does it indicate how very worried these banks must be about each other?
About each other and probably about what's going on inside. I mean, the redwoods are falling on Wall Street. CEOs are leaving and risk management committees are saying we missed a whole lot of things. So they're all in a bit of a flux. And that could have an impact on the rest of the economy.
Oh, which suggests that part of this is a Wall Street cultural problem, perhaps, as much as it might be genuine economic worry, although the worry's there, too.
No, I think it's both. It's a management problem in that they turned out they were holding a lot of securities that weren't worth what they'd pay for them, and that's shaken up the boat a little bit.
So now, what does all this mean if we do get some kind of rate cut today? What does this mean for the typical consumer? With a lot of credit card debt or trying to buy a house or trying to sell a house, how, if at all, will we be immediately affected by this?
There are a lot of rates in the economy that are linked to the rates that the Fed controls, many home equity loans, credit card loans, and those feel the first impact. One of the things that's a little bizarre about this period is some of the other rates that usually respond to the Fed haven't, but the Fed hopes that by continuing to pull down their rates, they'll make borrowing cheaper for people and offset some of the other problems that are going on in the economy.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
You're welcome.